This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Afreilichin Shushan Purim, Baruch Hashem, try to be Zoicha, not to fall behind. In the Daf HaShavua, we're learning Daf Tzav, Parshas Tzav. And I had a stam interesting ha'ara, not in the blot, but you know, Rashi opens up Parshas Tzav, Ein Tzav Ela Zeros. Tzav is a lashon of reminder, energizing, that this, literally, the Karban Oila needs more tzivoy, needs more encouragement than anything else, because there's a loss of money. But I always think, Tzav, Ein Tzav Ela Zeros, there's no parsha that needs more zeros than Parsha Tzav. It's the most neglected parsha in the Torah, because, you know, it falls out Shabbos HaGadol, or right after Purim. Okay, says the Mishnah, Ben tes shanim v'yomechad shaba al yavimtai, a 9-year-old that lived with the yavama. V'yachar kach ba aleha achiv, and then his brother lived with the yavama. Shuhu ben tes shanim v'yomechad is also 9 years and one day. Paisal al yaday. The first brother becomes pasul through the maimer of the second brother, or the first brother becomes pasul through the maimer of the second brother. Rashi says, it's like maimer after maimer. The maimer, the yibia of a katan is like maimer of a gadol, and maimer achar maimer, they're both ma'amara, both maimers are toifes, and you need a get from both of them. And Rashi says, since you need a get from the second one, so then the house is kumle with the lav of kivan shleibana shuvla yivna, meaning since you cannot live with both of them, the halacha is you can't live with two yivamin, and they're both, you can't live with two brothers, and they're both chal, meaning the maimer, the bia of both of them is chal to some extent. The bia of the first brother is partially chal. The bia of the second brother is also partially chal. So in a way, she is attached to both of them, but neither one can consummate the deal because neither one built her up, because neither one did a complete act, so now we don't allow either of them to do it. So that's the opinion of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama is of the opinion that, first of all, both of them did something, and it's only something. Meaning, Tanakhama holds that that the bia is a quasi kenyan, and furthermore, it's a definite kenyan. Meaning, each one is a definite kenyan, but it's a definite quasi kenyan. However, okay, but Reb Shimon Omer Loi Paisel. Reb Shimon says that the bia of the second one does not pasel. Why? Because Reb Shimon is of the opinion that that bia of a 9-year-old does a complete, completely is kind of the woman. And furthermore, it's a suffix. So we say like this. If it does something, it does everything. If it doesn't do something, it doesn't do anything. So we say the first one's kinyan. If it was a kinyan, it's a full-fledged kinyan. And the second one didn't do anything. And if the first one didn't do anything, the second one didn't do anything either. So the second one didn't do anything, she's back to being mutter to the first one. Now, next case. Ben teshan of yamechad shaba al yivimtoi. If a 9-year-old and one day lived with the yivama, v'achar kach ba al tzaras, and then he lived with the tzara. Poisel al yedei atzmai. He is now usher to both women through himself because he did something to the first one. So he's usher to the first one and he's usher to the second one because you can only be boina one bias and you can't be boina shnei batim. And since Rashi says the bia to the first one is not a kinyan gomer, so the bia to the second one helps that you need a get from the second one. Once you give a get to the second one, so you gave a get to this bias, you have the lav of kivan shalai bana shuvla yivna. And Reb Shimon says, no, Reb Shimon amar loy paisel, you're not also to the second one. Because according to Reb Shimon, the bia of a 9-year-old is either a suffix, but either it's kaina or it's not kaina. So if you lived with the first one, and then you're kind of the first one, the fact that you lived with the second one is not a problem. And if the bia of a nine-year-old is not anything, then it wasn't anything to the tzara, and therefore you're still mutter to the first woman. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amar lahem Rav Shimon l'chachamim, Rav Shimon said to the rabbis, in bia rishayna bia, the bia of the first one is a bia, bia shnia ain't a bia, the bia to the second one is not a bia. Then bia rishayna ain't a bia, if the bia to the first one is not a bia, bia shnia nami ain't a bia. So Rav Shimon holds that it's either it is or it isn't, but we're not sure, but either way, it's okay. If the first bia is a bia, the second one is not. If the first bia is not a bia, the second one is not either. Now, the Gemara brings the Chachamim, that the Chachamim say the nine-year-old, whether the nine-year-old does bia to Yavama, and then the brother does bia, or whether the nine-year-old does bia to the woman, and then he does bia to the tzara, either way, they're both pasul. That argues on Ben Azai. Says Gemara, Masnisin deloy ke Ben Azai. The Mishnah is not like Ben Azai. The Tanya we learned in the price. So Ben Azai oimer, Yesh maimer acher maimer b'shnei yevamin. When do we say there's maimer after maimer? When a guy does maimer to two different women. Because the Chachamim empowered one person to have maimer to each woman. B'shnei yevamin v'yevama achas. If you have two men who are yavams and they fall, and one yevama falls to them, we say yesh maimer achar maimer, because each yavam has the koyach of maimer. So even though the first brother did maimer, the second brother has the koyach of maimer. So, but ve'ein maimer achar maimer b'shnei yevamos v'yevam achas, there is not maimer achar maimer if there are two women and one yavam, because once the yavam did maimer, that's his capacity of maimer. So basically, Ben Azai is of the opinion that there's only maimer achar maimer in the resha of the Mishnah. Ben tasham yamav shabala yavimtoi v'agabola ochiv. So then we say maimer achar maimer, because each yavam, each man, has a koyach of maimer. Masha'in kein, if two women fall to you, then we do not say yesh maimer achar maimer. Next Mishnah. Ben tesha shanim v'yoyim echad. A nine-year-old in one day, Shaba al Yavimtai, who lives with the Yavama, Umeis, and then he dies. Chaylatzis v'loy misyabemes. A nine-year-old in one day that lives with the Yavama is Chaylatzis, but is not misyabemes. Why Chaylatzis? Again, this is like the Tanakama, that it's a quasi-Kinyan. So if a nine-year-old does Yibam, lives with the Yavama, and dies, Chaylatzis v'loy misyabemes. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, why, if a nine-year-old who lives with the Yavama and dies is Chalitza not Yavam, because he has on her, because she has on her the Zika of two Yavamin, the Zika of the first Yavam, and the Maimer of the second one, she did not leave the Zika, because it did not remove the first Zika. So therefore she has the Zika of two Yavamin, and the Halacha is, we learned on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, only Misha Aleha Zikas Yavam Echad, V'loy Shalah Zika Shnei Yavamin. Next case of the Mishnah. Nasa Isha Umeis. If a nine-year-old married a woman and died, her is a patur, she's completely patur from Yibam and Chalitza, because he was never married to her. Ben Teisha Shana V'yayim Echad, a nine-year-old, Shaba Al Yavimte, that lives with Yavama. And so now that's like a quasi-Yibam. Umisha Higda, when he became a major, Nasa Isha Achers, he married another woman. Umeis, and he died. Im la yada es harishayna. So nasa isha acheres umeis, if he married another woman, So this gadol then married another woman, and he died. Im lo yadas rishon mishahigdil, if he didn't have relations again with the first woman, who he did yibum to as a katan, if he didn't have relations with her again when he became of age, so harishayna chalitzas v'lay misyabem. It's the first one, you could do chalitza na'ibam. Because the first woman has on her the zika of two yivamin.
No, isn't this talking about the case where he just married them?
No.
Not evil.
No. This case is... No, this case is a 9-year-old who lived with a yivama. And then Misha Higdil, he married another woman. And then he died. So if the first woman...
It's Nasa Isha, he just married her. It's not a case of Yivam, I don't think.
Yeah, sure it is. The first, look, Ben Teisha Sham Yemechon Shaba Al Yivimtai, right? And then he became a Gadol.
Yes.
And then the second wife, he was Nasa, right? Nasa Isha Acheres. So right, you're right. The second woman he just married, Stam. So the first woman, he did Yibum to, but that Yibum was never fully consummated because he didn't live with her again when he became a Gadol. Then he married a second woman. He didn't have a chance to consummate the first Yibum, and then he died. So im lo yadas rishayna mishahigdil, then rishayna is chalesis l'sabemes, like in case one, she has in her the zikah of two Yivamin. Vashniya, and the second one, oy chalesis, oy misyabemes. Or she does chalitza, or she does Yibam, because the second one is a regular woman. The second woman, either you do Chalitza or Yibam, but it's a full-fledged, it's a classic case of Yibam. There's nothing wrong at all with this second woman, yeah? Then the Mishnah continues. Reb Shimon Oimer, Shimon says, no, Miyabim la'iza sheyirtza. You could do Yibam to anyone you want, v'chalitza shnei, you do Chalitza to the second one. Why is that? Now, we know you could do Yibam to the second one, that's no question. But if you do Yibam to the second one, you would have to do Chalitza to the first one. Why? Because the first one, maybe you were not kind to her at all. And then she's a Yavam only from the first one. So, the first lady, if you do Yibam to the second woman, the first woman, maybe it had no effect on her at all, because maybe the Bia you did to her is nothing in the Shita of Reb Shimon. So now she's just a Yavama from the first Yavam. So technically there's Zika on her that you have to remove with Chalitza. Now if you do Yibam to the first one, then you would still have to do Chalitza to the second one. You wouldn't be able to do Yibam to the second one because it could be the first one's Yibam Pater, the second one. This is Reb Shimon. Right, so you won't be able to do Yibam to both. In other words, this is Reb Shimon Lashitasa. Reb Shimon says the Bia of a 9-year-old, either it works or it doesn't work. Echad shehu ben teshan of yom echad. Whether, now these halachas apply whether it's a 9-year-old in one day, the echad shehu ben esrim, or a 20-year-old shalahevi shtei saras that didn't bring two pubic hairs. In other words, the din that the bia of a 9-year-old is like maimer, it's not a matter of age, but it's really a matter of, it's more a matter of the status of the bia. So in other words, the same halacha would be if he was 20 and has not brought two hairs. Amar Rava said, Hada Amar Rabban Azika Shnei Vamin Michlitz Chaltz Yivum Milam Yabma. This that the rabbi said, the Zika of two Yivamin, you do Chalitza and you don't do Yibam. Don't say, Loi Teima Hecha De Ikat Sara. Don't say it's only when there's a co-wife, the Ika Lemigza Misham Tzara, because you can make a Gzera because of a co-wife. Because earlier on, Adaf Lamed Aleph, let's say in the case of four brothers, three brothers married to three strangers, one of them dies, and the second one does Maimer, and he dies, so then the halach is both women, Chaltzos V'lo Misyabmois. And the Gemara says, if the Zika of two Yivamin is Dairaisa, so then it should pater, you shouldn't have to do chalitza. So the Gemara says, well, it's a gzera. People might say two yevamis that come from one bias, you do, you're going to be meyabe in both of them. So don't say the reason why you can't do yibam to the lady is because of the tzara. No, it's nothing to do with the tzara. Because in the first case of the Mishnah, it's talking about a 9-year-old in one day that lived with his yevama, and then he died. So it's chaletzah salim, it has nothing to do with the tzara, because in the case of the Mishnah, there is no tzara. It's not a gezeira because people are going to say, oh, you can't do yibam because you're doing yibam to two women from... In other words, let's say a 9-year-old in one day... The case was three brothers, they're married to three strangers, and one of them dies, and the second one does maimer, and then he dies. So there, the halacha is your chotzer slay misyabmois, because it looks like two women coming from one bias, you're doing yibam to one of them. Our Gemara says that's not the reason over here, because in our case, it's the there is no tzara. The reason over here is because she has the zika of two yavams on her. Okay. Nasa Yisho Meis, if a katan married a woman and he died, so there's no chalitz or yibam. Tanina l'hadu tan rabban, we learned in the Mishnah that which the rabbis taught, shayta v'katan shenasu, a shayta v'katan that got married, umesu, and then they died, nishasem turis min chalitz min yibam. Now, ben teisha misha higdel, the 9-year-old, that did yibam as a 9-year-old, and then he married another woman. So Misha Higdel, from the time he grew up, says Gemara, V'yasu bias ben tes kamaimer begadol. Why don't we make? We know that the bia of a 9-year-old is like maimer and a gadol. So if the bia of a 9-year-old is like maimer of a gadol, so then why is the halacha that the other wife you could do yibam to, if it would have been a gadol that he did maimer, right? The halacha is, if, let's say, a gadol would have done maimer to one woman, and then he married another woman, and then he died, you wouldn't be able to do yibam to the second woman. So, if the bia of a 9-year-old is like the maimer of a gadol, the same way, if a gadol would have done maimer to the first woman, and he had married a second woman, and then he died, you would not be able to do yibam to the second woman. So then, now also, when the guy did bia, as a 9-year-old, to the first wife, you shouldn't be able to do yibam to the second wife. V'yasu bias ben tes kemaimer begadol v'tidchat tzara miyibam. So Amar Rav, Rav said, lo yasu bias ben tes kemaimer begadol. They never said that. They never made the bia of a katan like the maimer of a gadol. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, v'yasu bias ben tes kemaimer begadol lidchais ishtoi gemura miyibam, to push off his full-fledged wife from Yibam, Kiahi de Dalar Achim, like the case of Dalar Achim, the Ketani, Harayel Cholzois, Vafilu Ishtay Gemura Nirchas, even his full-fledged wife would be pushed away, Mimnei Shid Saras Balas Zikashne Yevamin. In Perek Dalar Achim, if the first woman was a Balas Mamar, if a Godol did Maimar to his first wife, and then the Godol died, so then you couldn't do yibam to the second wife because the second wife is a tzara of someone who has two zikas on him. So then if the bia is like maimer, so then your full wife is the tzara of someone who has two zikas. Says the Gemara. Rav says, no, they never did that. Loyasu. Loyasu. I'm a Rav Loyasu. Loyasu, bias ben tes, kamayim regado. Shmuel Amar Asu. Shmuel says they did. They did treat it that way. Asu vaasu. They treated the bia of a 9-year-old like the maimer of a gadol. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Asu vaasu. Ay, v'yasu. So why are you allowed to do yibam? If they did it, then why are you allowed to do Yibam to the second one? Says Gemara, Tanoihi. It's actually a machlokes Tanoim. Hach Tana Debar Achin. In the case of Arba Achin, where you did Maimer, Gozar Mishum Tzara. There, they hold that the reason why they asked you to do Yibam to the second one is because there, you know why you're not to do Yibam to the Tzara? It's because since it looks like the Maimer was accomplished something, they were Goyzer, that you can't do Yibam to the Tzara because it looks like you're going to be Boina Shnei Batim. And the truth is, that would have applied, that applies whether the first wife was a Gadol and you did Maimer, or if the woman would have been a Katan, or if the guy was a, that applies where the guy was a Gadol and he did Maimer, or if he would have been a Katan and he had Biavua, didn't be Katan. So why does he talk about a Gadol? V'haida Amar Gadol, Mishum Dib Gadol Kayin, Perek Dal Rachim, we're talking about Gadolim. But our Tana holds, that's not the reason why they said you can't do Yibam to the second one because it looks like you're being Boina Shnei Batim. The reason why he holds you can't do Yibam to the second, the reason why you can't live with the first one, meaning in Dalet Achin, they held the reason why you can't do Yibam to the first one because it looks like two women falling from one house, you have to do Yibam to both, so they answered her and the Tzara. But our Tana holds, they didn't, it has nothing to do with the Tzara. V'haytana d'hocha svirle, asu, he holds, they did make a gzera, but v'loy gazar mishum Tzara, they didn't ask her because of the Tzara. Our Tana holds, they made a gzera, because that woman Taka has on her, the tzika of two people. But that only applies to her, it doesn't apply to the other wife. The truth is, it would apply to a gadol as well. And why does he only say by a katan? Fine. So now, for the first time in a long time, we have a story. Hashem is being merachim on us, and we have a very interesting maisa. Also, Rabbi Lazar on Shmat Bei Midrasha. Rabbi Lazar went ahead and he said over this teaching in the Beis Medrash, V'loy Amra Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan. And he didn't say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Shama Rabbi Yochanan Ikbid. Rabbi Yochanan was Makbid. Why didn't you say it in my name? You're just saying the halacha to reconcile the two Mishnayos that you want to say, really, they did make Maimer of a, they did make the B of a Katan like Maimer of a Gadol. And the way you reconcile the two Mishnayos is they argue what the reason for the Gzera is. Why didn't you say it in my name? All the Gabe Rabbi Ravasi. Rabbi Ravasi went to the Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, to try to console him. Amrulay, they said to him, Lo kachay amais beseknesses shal Tveria? Wasn't there a story like this that happened in a shul in Tveria? Benagar, about a screw, a nail, sheish baroisha glustra, that had on top of it a peg, shenechleku barabbas Rabbi Yossi, there's machlekes Rabbas and Rabbi Yossi, Achakaru Sefer Torah b'chamas until they got so heated that they tore a Sefer Torah. Says Gemara, Karu Sagadat, you think they actually tore a Sefer Torah? Ela'ima Shenikru Sefer Torah b'chamasan. They didn't intentionally tear a Sefer Torah, but in the course of the anger, a Sefer Torah got torn. V'hayasham Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma said, there's anger in the shul. One day it's going to turn into a church. Loi. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said, "Amar t'miyani, I wonder. Lo yia beis haknesses zu aves kachavim. I wonder if one day in this shul there won't be avodah zarah. V'chein hava, and there was. And somehow we'll have to see. This was supposed to calm down Rabbi Yochanan, but it only infuriated him. He's saying, you're telling me that they were entitled to disagree." And therefore that applies to me. They were friends, so they were at each other's throat. But Rabbi Lez is my Talmud, so he had to say it over my name. Hadarik betfei. Rabbi Yochanan got angrier. Amar, he said, Chavrusanami o legabe? Chavrusanami? I, He said, look at Rashi, Chavrusa Nami. Es Talmidei Atamoisim Chaverai. The Bach takes out those words. Atem Talmidei Nasisim Chaverai. You, my students, you became my friends. You're not my friends. You bring me a raya from Eleza and Rabbi Yossi. They were friends. You're telling me my Talmidim are my friends. I should learn from that. So this did not calm down Rabbi Yochanan. All Gabe Rabbi Yaakov Ar Idi. Rabbi Yaakov Ar Idi went to visit Rabbi Yochanan. Amarle, he said, look, we know that everything Yeshua knew, he got from Moshe. You think every single time Yehoshua gave a shir, he said, this is what Moshe taught me. This is what Moshe taught me. This is what Moshe taught me. Everybody knew if Yeshua was giving a shir, it came from Moshe. So too, Rabbi Yochanan, you're Rabbi Lezer's Rebbe. If Rabbi Lezer is giving a shir, where do you think he got it from? Hadar ikvit fei. Amar, he said, as God commanded Moshe, servant, came tziva Moshe, so Yeshua, likewise, Moshe commanded Yeshua, v'chein also Yeshua, and likewise Yeshua did, loy heser dover, he did not remove anything, asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Says Gemara, v'chiyal, kol dover shamar Yeshua, haya oimer lehem kach amar li Moshe? You think by every shir, Yeshua said, this is what Moshe told me, this is what Moshe told me, this is what Moshe told me. El Yeshua yoshev edo, yistam, Yeshua gave shir, but kol yoidim shetarash o Moshe, everyone knew, he got it from Moshe. Af Rabbi Lezer Talmidach, so to Rabbi Lezer, your student. Yoishe Vidarish Stam, he's sitting, he's darshening Stam. Va'kol Yoidim Kishalchahi, everyone knows where it came from, everyone knows it's yours. Amar Lahem, so he said to them, Mibnei Ma'iyatem Yoidim Lefayez Keben Idi Chavirenu. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, why weren't you smart enough to be Mefayez me like Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi? And the Gemara is going to ask, and Rabbi Yochanan, so why did he get upset? And basically, in order to experience the full Olam Haba, you want to remain alive in Olam Haba, so when people say over, in your name, it causes the lips to move, and we'll get into that in Birtz Hashem next week. Thank you very much for joining us on Erev Shabbos, Kodesh. Have a wonderful Parshas Tzav, so you could chazer over Parshas Daf Tzav. That's why it's called Parshas Tzav. It's supposed to chazer Daf Tzadi Vav. Thank you, everyone. A wonderful Shabbos.
Thank you, Raul. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
When I stay at my tire at the table Friday night, I don't have to stay from Rabbi Gladstein anymore. I'm good.
You never have to. Okay, Kol Tov.
Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.